Republican Representative Mike Bileka is defending the legislature's work on education policy. Bileka calls a $25 increase in per-student spending historic, and he's playing down concerns that many districts will lose money under the state's spending plan for the upcoming fiscal year.
We did provide a historic level of education funding. However, we chose to do it not through some elements, not through the FEFP. A lot of the targeted money is going into what I said was a main focus for the legislature this session is how do we consistently close the achievement gap? How do we affect change for the perpetually failing schools and those neighborhoods that are around the perpetually failing schools?
Bileka is discussing House Bill 7069. A big feature of the bill is a plan called Schools of Hope, which rolls back regulations that allow charter schools to open near failing public schools. The bill also covers issues such as recess, teacher bonuses, and an expansion of scholarships for students with disabilities. It's worth about $400 million.
I'm not going to debate Schools of Hope because schools are hopeful places.
That's Miami-Dade Superintendent Alberto Carvalho, and he's part of the Florida Association of District Superintendents, which, along with a wide variety of organizations, is calling for a veto of the bill. Carvalho says he's concerned with language that requires districts to share a portion of local funding with charter schools, and he told the State Board of Education Tuesday that that will hurt his district's bond rating. He's also concerned about the state's overall education funding.
Now, I know that budgets are a reflection of values. We budget what we value. We defund what we don't value. So the question is this, if we're not in the middle of recession and the dollars were available, what is the reasonable explanation for the data that I just spoke of? Difficult to understand.
Neither the bill nor the budget have reached Governor Rick Scott's desk, but when they do, he'll have 15 days to decide whether to sign or veto one or both. For WFSU News, I'm Lynn Hatter.